Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode one of the Launch with Flow podcast. I am so thrilled to be here with you today. This podcast has been a goal and a dream of mine for a really long time, and it is so exciting to see that it is finally coming to life. In today's show, I want to take a moment to introduce myself, share some of my story that led me to where I am today, and why I'm so passionate about teaching women to launch with flow. Now, my name is Laura from Laura in Order. I'm a systems queen and a Virgo, so not surprisingly, I love all things planning, organization, making things easier. It's just how I roll. I can't help myself sometimes. I'm a Kiwi, as you can tell by the accent. I live in Hamilton, which is in the North Island of New Zealand. I'm a beagle mama to Barry and Bella, and if you love dogs, please make sure we're hanging out on Instagram. Come follow me at Laura in Order. They make regular appearances in my Instagram stories and are my constant companions and sidekicks. I have over 15 years experience in the corporate world, working on large-scale systems implementation and change management projects. Alongside that, I'm also a cycle awareness coach and a certified intuitive guide. And what I'm most passionate about, and one of the key reasons why I started this podcast, is to show women like you that you can do business in a way that works for you, that feels fun, that feels in alignment, and it feels easy. Now, I want to share a little bit about my own personal story and how I ended up here. As a kid, I was always naturally very good at school. School just came easy to me. I didn't really have to try. I loved to learn. I was curious, an absolute bookworm. I always had my nose buried in a book. I was also one of those really quiet achievers and quite often got notes on my report cards when they came home from school that I needed to speak up more in class. Any of my fellow introverts out there, I'm sure you will probably resonate with that. And you know, I've learned as I've got older that actually being the quiet thinker, the person who sits there and considers what she wants to say before she says it, absolutely has its advantages. It takes all types to make the world go round. I finished school having absolutely no idea what I wanted to do with my life. So I went to university and got a business degree because that's what all my friends were doing. No idea what I wanted to do with it at the end. I originally, again, was majoring in marketing because that's what my friends were doing. In my first year, I quickly realized that I really loved doing the systems papers. And so I changed my major to systems. I graduated a couple of years later, still no real plan what I wanted to do. I knew what I was good at, I knew what I liked, but I didn't really know where it was going to lead me. I was really lucky that I always fell on my feet when it came to work. I always managed to find jobs that gave me what I needed next in order to grow my skills, to grow my confidence, and to really grow into the job. But I never really felt totally wedded to my career. I've got some friends who were just so passionate and so driven and really wanting to, you know, climb the corporate ladder, do all of the things, and that was never really me. I couldn't really work out why. I knew I was good at this stuff. I knew I enjoyed it, but I really didn't want to think about it all of the time. As it would happen, over the years, I ended up getting made redundant twice. The first time I didn't think much of it. I knew I wasn't completely happy in the job, so I saw it as an opportunity to move on with a nice little paycheck to help me out the door. I walked straight into another job, didn't think back. Fast forward another 3 years and the same thing happened. At this point, I was starting to think, maybe there's a different way. Now, I don't come from a family of people that have businesses, and so it had never really occurred to me that I could start my own business. At this point in time, the online business world was really starting to become a thing, and it was piquing my curiosity, but I didn't really have the confidence or know what to do or where to go next. So I kind of just ignored that for a few years more. Now, in the meantime, I had begun working in the public hospital system here in New Zealand, which is a really challenging environment to work in. I was earning really good money, but I was working on a lot of high-pressure projects. Overworking, long days, putting your all into these projects, and then as soon as one was finished, you move on to the next one. And as it would have it, I ended up getting really burnt out. I was constantly pushing, doing all of the things, working long days, and my body started to give up. And by the time I finally sought out some support, I was in the end stages of severe adrenal fatigue. I got to the point where I would sit at the computer all day and I would stare at it and my brain would just not think. It was awful and I would not wish that experience on anyone. But with most things in life, from that experience really came the nudge to do something different, to look for a different way of doing things. And that's when I started my own business. Now, when I first started, I was specializing in systems in general, helping women behind the scenes of their business get those basic systems in place so that they could feel organized, calm, grounded. And I was doing it as a side hustle for a couple of years while I continued to work part-time. That allowed me to ensure that I always had money coming in while I grew my business. But again, there was still something that didn't feel quite right. Yes, I was really good at the system stuff. It's such an innate skill in me that I can't possibly think a different way. And I loved the clients I was working with. There was still something missing. Now, as a lot of you will know, when we start our own businesses, that often also triggers or is part of a personal development journey. And it wasn't dissimilar for me. Starting my own business was a really big time of self-exploration, of finding out who I was, what the heck I wanted to do in this world, what I loved, what I disliked. And in amongst all of that, I discovered my now mentor, Stacia Washburn. She was talking all about cyclical living, embracing our feminine cycles, using its magical powers to our advantage. And I have to admit, when I first came across her work, I thought she was a little crazy. I'm not going to lie. You know, we don't get taught this stuff as young women. We get taught about periods, but do we really know what else is going on in our cycles across the month? I know I certainly didn't. And as I started to hang out in similar communities to Stacia, started to pay attention to what she was talking about, it piqued my curiosity. I was intrigued and I wanted to learn more. So I started tracking my cycle and applying the principles. And can I tell you, when I started to do that, I really started to understand how it was that I had ended up with such severe adrenal fatigue in my corporate life. Because back then, I was pushing and I was go, go, go all of the time. It didn't matter what phase of my cycle I was in. And when I started to understand that there are parts of my cycle where I'm going to have higher energy and other parts of my cycle where I'm going to feel a lot lower energy and want to withdraw and want to focus internally rather than externally, that's when things all started to fall into place for me. Now, about this time, I also came across another one of my mentors, Ricky Jane Adams from the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence. Now, I grew up in a world of muggles. We didn't talk about intuition or spirituality or any of that kind of stuff. There was definitely a part of me that had been intrigued and curious about it. I have to admit, one of my guilty pleasures as I was younger was watching those TV shows where they would have the psychics come on and help them try and solve unsolved murder mysteries and disappearances and things like that. But I always thought it was a little bit out there. Now, when I came across Ricky's work, I started to understand that your intuition isn't about forecasting the future. It's actually just about tapping in to who you are, to your soul, to that higher power, and listening to it and allowing it to guide you. And it's something that we all have inside of us. It's not something that certain people have because they are special and it's a gift. We all have it. It's just that some people are better at listening to it than others. So in this time, back in 2019, I ended up signing up for the third level, which is the year-long program that the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence offers. And at the end of that, I became a certified intuitive guide, or certified intuitive intelligence trainer, as we call ourselves these days. Among that time, I was also starting to look at my business. What was working? What didn't? What felt good? What felt fun? What wasn't really making me feel inspired and excited? Couple that with what I was learning about embracing my intuition and support from a previous business mentor. And I ended up niching my business from general systems support into launch support. I could really see that there was a need in the online business world to support women with launches because everyone was saying about how hard launching was, how much work you had to do. And I could see that it was totally a better way. Not only embracing the planning and the systems and the organizational side of my skills, but also using our intuition and harnessing the power of our cycles. When you combine all of those things together, amazing things can happen in your business and your launches. So a few years ago then, I niched down into launching and I haven't looked back. Then last year, mid-2020, when we were in the middle of all of the COVID stuff going on, I decided to take my next personal development leap, and that was to sign up for the Period Coaching School with my mentor, Stacia Washburn. I did this for a couple of reasons. One, I'm a complete nerd and I love to learn and I love to be able to take the things I'm learning and then share and teach that to my community. But I also could see and understand the power of our cycles. And I wanted to understand that better and to go deeper into that understanding so I could fully embrace that and bring that right into part of what I offer in my business. And then that brings us to where we are today. Having been on this journey for the last couple of years, moving from purely offering the masculine systems planning organization and really starting to embrace a lot more of the feminine, our intuitive powers, the power of our menstrual cycle and starting to see how it can all come together. And I can tell you, when I embrace all of these things in my business, that is what has moved my business forward. That is what makes my business feel easy, feel flowy, feel fun, because I allow all parts of me to come together, all of those skills to create the packages and services that I offer and the knowledge and the wisdom that I share with my community. And of course, looking back on my journey now, those years in corporate where I was working hard, feeling uninspired, getting burnt out, while I wish that those things could have been different, I can see now how it was all leading me to where I am today, taking me in that direction of understanding what it is like to be burnt out, what it is like to be living fully in the masculine world and not embracing the feminine parts of me. And so that is the whole reason behind creating this podcast, because I want to share that with you. I want to show you that business can be fun. Launching can be easy. We don't have to do it by hustling and burning ourselves out. We can do it in a way that feels fun and feels easy for us. I'm so grateful to have you here on this journey with me on the podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we're going to delve into what is launching with flow. See you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you'd like to get your hands on my free training, The Fundamentals of Launching with Flow, head over to lauraandorder.com/launch to sign up. See you on the next episode.